Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We begin this morning with the State Education Department, Department of Health, issuing a letter to school districts all across New York suggesting that students return to wearing masks. We welcome on now Mark Lurie, Niagara Falls School Superintendent, to talk more about this. Mark, I thought we were all done with this. What's going on? What does this letter mean?
Well, I think it's just, first of all, good morning, Brian. I think this is just a letter, as you referred to it, a suggestion. It's never really gone away, and that's the way we're going to handle it here in Niagara Falls. If you feel the need to wear a mask, you may. There's no shaming, but there's also no enforcement or no mandatoriness of this letter. A suggestion with the what they call triple threat. Good universal precaution. That's all it is. We're beyond the mandatory stage of anything, in my opinion, with respect to health precautions. We have a few students in each school that continue to wear a mask, a few staff members that do, for their protection and for the for the consideration of others. But it's just a suggestion.
Mark, how do you think that suggestion is going to be received by faculty, parents, and students?
I think it's going to be fine unless that suggestion changes to a must. And I don't foresee that word must coming back. I think we're beyond that. I think we've learned a lot of good universal precautions during this time of COVID that is now, in my opinion, over. We monitor very closely with our nurse practitioner and nurses absences for reasons of illness. And right now in Niagara Falls, we're at a pretty good place with COVID and RSV. We are starting to see a bit of the seasonal flu, however. And that is self-reporting from parents and students. And again, I just think this is a suggestion, and it's not going to lead to a must.
Is that typically what you would see, you know, if you go back to 2019, 2018, are you seeing just about what you think you would in terms of student illness? What do you make of all these? I'm looking right now, the lead story on the national news, triple-demic. I mean, is it more scare tactics and just kind of what we normally see in a normal year?
Well, I think, you know, it's hard to think back before COVID. To be honest with you, it's hard to even remember. But I think, you know, during normal times, there were these letters that suggested that we, you know, take some extra precautions, reinforce good universal precautions, reinforce good health hygiene. I don't foresee this coming unless something changes drastically. We're not seeing that trend in Niagara Falls. I do think, you know, that we want to make sure that everybody's safe, of course. My attitude is not cavalier about this. It is just to, and we do, we remind families about once a week with a weekly auto dialer call that we have test kits available. You need to stay home if you're not feeling well. You should be considerate of your classmate or anybody else in the school building. So I read it just as a matter of course, a good reinforcement letter, not a foreshadowing of something to come. However, we need to watch very closely our numbers. We need to keep people aware, and we just all have to remember the good part of COVID, and that was to use those universal precautions of washing your hands, staying home when you're ill, and, you know, making sure that you clean up after yourself and take really good care of your surroundings.
Mark, you mentioned that you're seeing, you know, a lot of flu and some other cases. Are there a lot of absences?
I would say it's about normal. It's about average for this time of the year. This is the time, December, January. This is the time when flu normally kicks in a school district, often September. When we get back together, it happens. So I do not feel that there's anything abnormal going on around our schools, in our schools right now. We have to monitor it. We have to watch. I just think it's that time of the year. I actually think that more of our adults are getting flu shots and getting, boosters. And we continue to offer clinics. We're having one in about a week and a half at one of our schools that will offer vaccinations both for COVID and the flus. So I think that has become much more prevalent in our schools. We had never done that prior to COVID. We had never provided masks for your convenience if you wanted them. We had never provided test kits because there wasn't any COVID. And we had never done so many voluntary flu clinics. So I think, you know, there's a little bit of heightened support around this, but I'm not seeing anything that's really untoward.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for the time. Mark Lurie, Niagara Falls City School Superintendent, joining us live.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.